Well, Joe, first of all, nice to have you back home in Ohio.
Oh, it's great being back in Ohio. Sometimes I feel like I spend a little too much time in D.C. and not enough time back here in Western Ohio. So it's good to be back.
You had an opportunity to present here at this Farm Bill Implementation Forum at Bowling Green State University. Are we making this Farm Bill more complex than we need to?
Well, you know, I think we had a great crowd here. About over 200 farmers who came to listen to folks, the FSA, the NRCS, folks from Ohio State University and ourselves, just to talk about the options and the new farm bill. You know, and it is a bit more complicated, but that's because farmers are more complicated, and we've got a lot of diversity in America when it comes to agriculture, and this farm bill reflects that diversity, and that's a strength of American agriculture. So there are a lot of options. It does look a lot different than the previous farm bills, but I think that reflects the diversity of agriculture and really the strength of American agriculture. So I think it'll be a good it'll be a good bill, and it'll offer some real options to producers.
In fact, you talked about the options that it provides for specialty crops in this bill.
Absolutely. You know, I work for the chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and she made it one of her priorities to really focus on the specialty crop growers, those fruit and vegetable growers who don't have access to affordable and effective crop insurance, and do everything that we can to make sure that they have good risk management options, whether that's a new crop insurance program or whether that's a risk management tool through the Farm Service Agency. So we think we made some real progress in this farm bill on that account.
So is that the mindset that farmers need to be approaching this farm bill? It's a risk management tool?
Absolutely. The days of direct payments are over. We're really looking at how do we help farmers manage that price risk and that yield risk that they wouldn't be able to manage on themselves. And so that's what this farm bill is focused on, is providing farmers tools, not providing just a payment every year. And so I think that's a big shift, and I think that's a good shift. It allows us, frankly, to be able to defend our farm programs a lot easier to critics who say that we ought not be giving just a check to producers every year.
Been hearing some talks, some concerns from some farmers that this is a five-year farm bill, and once you sign, you are in the program.
That's exactly right. Farmers are going to have a one-time choice to make a five-year decision about which programs to participate in. So we know that's a very important choice, and that's why we've done a few things. One, we've given farmers some extra time to study their options, so they're going to have a lot longer time than usual to make that decision. They're not going to have to make this decision until at least next year. So there's still a lot of time. We've also provided a lot more tools for farmers to get educated. The Farm Bill provides some money to Ohio State University Extension to go do outreach and education meetings. We're also providing some online decision-making tools so producers can enter their data, their farm history online, and get some good information about which decision makes the most sense for their operation.
Joe, anything else in particular that you want farmers to be thinking about from this point until it's time to go in and make that final decision?
Well, I think the key at this point is really just to stay up on what these programs are going to look like, what you think prices are going to do, and stay in touch with your local FSA office, your crop insurance agent, your local extension agent, because all of those sources are going to have some really good information over the next few months about which decisions are going to be best for you.
Joe, I'm guessing that this is not going to be the last Farm Bill Implementation Forum that you're a part of.
No, I think there's a lot of interest right now, and that's a good thing. There's a lot of good things in this Farm Bill, and frankly, as we take a look at this Congress, I think it's a real hallmark, and it's a highlight of this Congress to see such good bipartisan legislation come out. So we're proud, and we're happy to be going around the countryside talking to producers about what's in this bill and what it means for them.
Joe, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us. I hope to visit with you again down the road.
Great to be back in Ohio. Thanks.